Just being here for a few minutes, what is it like? How do we know that we are here? Relaxing into being here and belonging here. Noticing that we always belong here. We can't escape our participation in here. We can't escape being here. So relaxing down into that here, letting the body take up a little bit more space, letting the cells breathe. Noticing that we are here and that we do experience, but we don't seem to control or own that experience. We don't seem to control or own the sounds. Or even our reactions to the sound. Sometimes the noise bothers us, sometimes it brings joy, sometimes we don't notice that it's noisy, even when it is. So letting this flow of experience be felt in a way that we are aware that we don't control or own it exactly. This experiencing that we can't exactly control or own. Is it a thing or more of a flow? Does it seem very vivid, very alive, very real, and at the same time insubstantial or unreal, dreamlike? Accepting this fluid quality. and giving more space for that flow. Letting that flow be enough as it is. Letting it be as it is. Relaxing into the flow more, allowing the edges of the body to become soft, indistinct. Inviting the feeling that we're not sure where the body exactly ends. Having a feeling of the body sensations, what we call body. Having the feeling that those sensations are floating in space. And space is more like what we really are. Space that includes the body sensations. A softness that includes. Softening into, relaxing into, not trying to make experience seem solid. Letting it be. Letting it be neither solid nor unsolid. Sensations of what we call body, just floating in softness. Just floating in spaciousness, as is-ness. Enough as is-ness. Feeling or imagining that we are the space that includes. Not limited by what is included. Allowing sounds to float. Body, movement, weight, warmth, coolness, texture to float. With space. image of the body to float, thoughts to have enough space and to float, just to be held gently. Like a balloon in the sky. Like a boat in the water. Sometimes we can feel in this soft spaciousness that includes a deep and hidden power or potential that is non-threatening, that gives the sparkle to the night sky. Potential that loves and gives life to what it includes, to the particular that are floating in space. Let this be the background of the Tonglen meditation. Staying here if you wish and not going on with the meditation, coming back here whenever you wish. This is enough. And tuning into what is most important for you. Remembering the moment of your life that you felt clear or loved or at peace or whatever. Tuning to the texture, enjoying the texture, drinking the texture, getting drunk on the texture. Noticing if it's cool, soft, light, bright, grounded, embracing. expansive. Practicing feeling that, and practicing feeling how the cells say yes to that texture. Feeling that texture and feeling the yes to that texture. Feeling the depth of being moved by that which is so important. How our life depends on it. Breathing in and connecting, whether through the memory or just directly to the texture, maybe with the help of a word or two. Peace, ease, freedom, joy, loved, at home, whatever you like. And breathing out, filling your being with the texture. Every cell that is floating here to drink. Every corner of the being to drink. Permission to drink. Permission to receive. Why not receiving, absorbing, allowing your being to fill. And feeling if the texture wants to expand or radiate or flow. Maybe we need a few more weeks to fill before we overflow. So then just staying with this part of the meditation. So important. as important as life itself. And just allowing, if you wish, that texture to flow through the whole sense of the body, what we call body, floating here. And pass also beyond what we think of as our own body. To spread out like the scent of a night flower, secretly spreading out. We can even be more specific and just feel or imagine that this texture or scent is actually reaching the people just around us in this room, those actual people. Noticing the inner response if it feels too private to share. Or if the sense of the person next to me is also allowed to float along with the sense of body. And this fragrance or texture is just naturally spreading out. And getting drunk, getting absorbed. And spreading out further, if you like. A few more people. Not like a mission or an agenda. Just like a flower that happens to smell good as it blooms. Can we bear to feel our big hearts? Can we stand to feel the heart of this night sky, soft space? Can we bear our sensitivity that knows all of the cells in this room want to drink, love to drink, want nothing more than that texture? Can we feel that meeting? As I allow the texture of what I love most spread out and actually touch, actually be smelled, be drunk. Be incorporated by everything in this room or by the person next to me or my cushion. Or the tree that I love outside. Giving fully to that sense of myself that is part of what is included in night sky, in soft space floating. Allowing soft vastness to give fully to that little me that I think I am most of the time. Fully giving, fully drinking. Slowly overflowing. If we feel we have to give away this texture of what we love, we will not be able to. If we have to because we think that's what we're supposed to do according to the technique, we will not be able to. If we feel we have to give away what is good for us out of our conditioning and compulsive habit energy, we won't be able to give appropriately. We won't be able to find our own natural flow. Taking the time to really feel flow entering cells. And if we feel afraid to give away what we love, what feels good to us, maybe we could take a step back and just wonder, leaving a place for wondering, where does this experience come from? Where does this energy start? Who made that texture? Who gave that texture its qualities, its silkiness? not following the tendency to make something solid and limited out of this tender experience and what this tender experience reveals. So staying with this part of the meditation may be the most helpful thing for many of us. And if you wish, you can add the third part. Remembering a difficult moment, maybe today or yesterday, nothing too strong to start with. Not trying to be in graduate school when we're in pre-kindergarten. Second day of using a technique, starting with something small. Today, something from your own experience rather than someone else's. But something that has enough life in it that you can really feel the texture. You felt frustrated or impatient. You felt left out. You felt at a dead end. You felt lonely, or you felt shame or terror. Tuning into the texture gently, feeling the resistance to feel this difficult experience, including the resistance as part of the texture. All of this just small movements and flashes of light in vastness. Just one more thing floating in the sea of softness. Nothing more or less important than the body sensation or the sound that's happening now as well. Just simply the heat of arrogance or feeling inferior. And since we've tried our whole lives to keep away this difficulty and to keep with us the good, and so far it hasn't worked, what if we try something new? Something that goes against the ego strategy and the conditioning. And if we, as spaciousness on the in-breath, welcome the difficult as a texture. As an energy that has its own aliveness. Welcome as you are to space. With a flash at the end of the in-breath, a flash of knowing I am not alone in experiencing fear or shyness or rage, hatred, anxiety, etc. So a specific experience with a specific texture, and at the same time that it's very specific, and your own experience. remembering that we've, all of us in this room, felt that at some point. With a place for wondering if maybe everyone on the earth has at some point experienced that darkness of doubt. So it's not a claustrophobic situation with me and my suffering and where do I put it. But permission to feel, finally, maybe for the first time, permission to feel as it is, not as a problem. In the endless space of softness. Just permission to feel as it is, not as a problem. Breathing out, connecting again to the flavor or the scent or the texture or whatever you like, the color, the music of what you love. Of what gives you life, of what is alive for you. Breathing out, filling, and overflowing. Or maybe just filling. With your texture of good. Of fulfillment, of ease, or whatever. In both parts of the breath, getting a sense of how it's not just me in a little closed room with no air, but tuning into a flow, an energy that is not exactly mine, even though I experience it, even though I feel it. And maybe after a while, playfully, just very playfully on the in-breath, we might just feel that there's enough space to invite the energy of anger or fear or holding back or being paralyzed. That energy experienced by all of us in this room. Maybe we give up fighting against it and invite it in. To this space where it can finally be ordinary, just energy, just another thing floating. Not as a hero taking on something difficult, but playfully, and why not? And because there's enough room anyway, giving up the fight, giving up the mission to fix. If it feels appropriate. Breathing in all of that, wherever it may be hanging around, wherever it may be experienced. And we may have glimpses when we find the resistance relaxing. Of even the beauty of that life energy in the shape of fear or loneliness. What could happen if we let it have more space? Let it be itself. Let it stop fighting. Let it not land anywhere. Just softness, embracing. And expanding as well the out-breath. The overflow, ever so playfully and lightly, and why not as a hero, giving up our counting and trying to control that which we cannot control, finally giving up, falling into the big heart of the night sky. Where there's enough for us, all of us, including ourselves. Including our little sense of self and vastness. Playfully giving it away completely to yourself on the out-breath and playing with where the self begins and ends.